Welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High, Arrowhead Stadium. Welcome to Lucas Oil Field, O.co Coliseum. The Denver Broncos are at home to face the New England Patriots.
To the house! It's on now! Miller's got it! Miller wrecks the Colts!
Sanders blocked it! Parks takes it all the way back!
Oh my goodness!
Crowd making noise.
And the magic ain't done here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
Get the calendars ready. The Broncos schedule is officially out. We're coming to you live from the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse at the UC Health Training Center. This is the BTV Live schedule release show. Hello, I'm Phil Milani alongside Matt Boyer. We are going to go week by week, game by game through the entire Broncos schedule. And then this guy was lucky enough to sit down with Broncos head coach Vance Joseph earlier today to get his thoughts. We'll have that coming up later in the show. But Matt, can you feel the excitement?
We finally know where we're going to spend our weekends from August through January 1st. It's a great weekend. It's a great week for us because we finally get to figure that stuff out. But season ticket holders know, you know, when are my games going to be? Fans from out of town know when they can fly into Denver or fly to an opposing city. So really great to have everybody involved, and I think everybody's looking forward to it.
You get excited about right. The season coming up. Let's start with the preseason schedule. We knew what the opponents were, but we didn't know the dates, and it starts August 10th in Chicago. Then after that, heading out to San Francisco, a couple of days of practice out there, and then the game. I know that we all are excited about going back to the site of Super Bowl 50.
Santa Clara, California. You're going to hear it later on, but I also think that Coach Vance Joseph is very excited to change up the pace of training camp, get the guys out into a competitive environment before going back for two more games against Green Bay and Arizona.
Yeah, they've come here the past 2 years. It's time for the Broncos to head out there. And then, yeah, Green Bay, Arizona back here. And then let's get to the real deal, the meat of the schedule, the regular season starts against the Chargers on Monday Night Football.
The very first game for LA, right? This is the first time we are going to see the LA Chargers in an NFL game. It's part of a Monday Night Football doubleheader. The Saints and Vikings are going to be the first game, and then we're going to be the back end with LA and Denver. I think it's going to be a great night, a huge night. 8:20 kick. That's late.
Yeah, and then you look through the first four games of the schedule. We know that coaches like to break things up in four games.
Right.
Three out of the first four are at home. Got to take advantage of it.
Well, like you said, I think those first four games before the bye week in week five are going to be crucial. You're looking at Dallas, Buffalo on the road, and then Oakland. Dallas and Oakland at home are going to be huge games. It's going to be important to get in a rhythm before that bye week.
Yeah, and then going to Buffalo early in the season, that's an advantage there. Got the bye week, and then the Giants come here, the G-men.
Sunday Night Football, a huge game, one of five nationally televised games for the Broncos this season. It's not going to be Manning versus Manning anymore, but I think it's going to still have a lot of impact as to where these two teams go in the playoff race.
And then we have three road games in a row for the Broncos, starting back in against the Chargers, this time in L.A.
Yeah, we're going cross-country, L.A., Kansas City, and Philadelphia. I think that Chargers game in the StubHub Center for the first time, going to be a new atmosphere. We don't know what we're going to get. Kansas City, of course, always tough. And then, as you mentioned, Philadelphia. Haven't seen Carson Wentz yet. Looking forward to it.
Broncos have done three in a row 2 years ago, or 2014.
Right.
Really tough that last stretch. That Philadelphia game is going to be tough. Then back home for two more, New England and Cincinnati.
I think that's going to be a huge one, as always. Brady coming back. Hasn't always had the success he's wanted to in Denver. I know that one's going to be circling in his schedule. Another Sunday Night Football matchup against the Pats.
Then at Oakland, at Miami, that one's going to be scheduled by head coach Vance Joseph. Then back home for the Jets, finishing it up here with the final three games.
Yeah, I think that Kansas City game, you see it, probably going to be the most important one. Could have a lot of playoff implications, especially when it comes to the AFC West.
Yeah, that one could be flexed to later Sunday Night Football. Could have playoff implications on the line. Now let's get into the real, dig deep into these matchups, starting with the LA Chargers.
Yeah, the LA Chargers. Not going to get used to saying that for a long time, however. First opener against the Chargers since 1994. Vance Joseph's first regular season game at home. And Coach Mike McCoy going against his former team right off the bat.
Yeah, it's going to be the back end of a doubleheader on Monday night. You mentioned that before. The Broncos are appearing on Monday Night Football for the 26th consecutive season. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. And it's even going to be better with a certain QB coming to town.
Rivers to beat, 15-10, 5, to the house!
Philip Rivers playing in Denver is always fun for the home fans because the San Diego gunslinger always plays with so much passion. Well, last season's contest in the Rocky Mountains was a bit bumpy for Rivers, as his three interceptions helped the Broncos earn some much-needed revenge for an earlier loss to the Bolts. Rivers' three interceptions in that game certainly helped the Broncos get a little bit of revenge, like we mentioned. And then the next week, the Cowboys come into town.
Dallas and Denver, two of the blue blood franchises within this NFL. And a lot of our vintage fans, of course, going to remember that Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl in
Still
Denver
in
history.
Still in the back of your mind there.
77, I know. Dallas denying them their first shot at a Super Bowl. First trip for Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott, though.
Yeah, you know, I think that the Cowboys were interested in Paxton Lynch. That was well reported. It'll be interesting if Paxton wins that starting job. Dak Prescott versus Paxton Lynch, that could be an intriguing matchup right there.
Last few meetings between Dallas and Denver have been good, but this is a rivalry that spans generations of NFL games. Denver has a long history with the Cowboys dating back to 1973, with the Broncos holding the all-time edge at 7-4 in the regular season. The last time these two teams met, however, was in Dallas, and that game included one of the most memorable moments in Peyton Manning's career with the Broncos.
They run it, Moreno behind Mitch Unrein. Nope, actually Peyton Manning with the play fake, and Peyton Manning scampers into the end zone.
Plenty of great storylines. Ron Leary versus his old squad. I know he's going to be looking for a little payback for them letting him walk out the door. We move on to week three, though. Buffalo. This one.
Oh, I know we're excited about this.
A culinary trip for you, my friend. The home of the wing.
Yes, the Buffalo wing, of course, invented in Buffalo. Very excited to get up there. Also, the hometown for Trevor Siemian's parents. So if Trevor Siemian wins the quarterback battle, that will be an interesting game. I'm sure he'll have a lot of family in town.
Yeah, last time the Broncos traveled to Buffalo, the Bills put up 40 points en route to a 40-10 win. Three out of the last five meetings have been decided by a touchdown or less. On paper, it might not be the intriguing matchup like a Patriots or a Raiders, but I know of one Broncos running back. Very excited to see this team again. The Bills have always been a tough opponent for the Broncos, with Denver keeping a narrow 3-2 margin in the last five meetings. This Bills team, however, will look a lot differently than it has in years past, with new head coach Sean McDermott taking the reins this offseason.
Gordon in the shotgun, looks right, now in trouble, backs out of a sack, and then pulled down by Chris Harris.
The last time the Bills came to town, that was a huge day for current Broncos C.J. Anderson.
Anderson takes the handoff off right tackle. Anderson to the end zone. And C.J. Anderson has a Denver touchdown.
In 2014, Anderson went for three touchdowns as Denver beat Buffalo 24-17.
Touchdown Denver. C.J. Anderson, the trifecta today, his third rushing touchdown.
Do you think those famous bars and restaurants take reservations 5 months in advance for chicken wings?
I'll be looking into it, especially if that's a two-day trip.
Right.
That could spell trouble. But when you think Buffalo and you think Denver, you got to think John Elway and Jim Kelly, some of those epic matchups.
A vintage rivalry. Speaking of vintage rivalries, the Oakland Raiders, week four of this schedule, October the 1st, always a big, big game for all of our fans.
Yeah, you know, the rivalry was really renewed last season, especially with the year that the Raiders had. You know, Derek Carr playing so well, and they got a spot in the playoffs. The Broncos didn't. This is a big-time matchup for the Broncos.
They're going to be hungry. Oakland looked like the team to beat until Carr went down with that broken fibula. He's back healthy now, but that doesn't necessarily mean the Raiders are going to enjoy coming back to Denver. The Broncos have already beaten the rival Raiders once this calendar year, a New Year's Day victory to close out last season.
They set up the screen, Booker on the left side, he has it, Booker's inside the 35, inside the 30, inside the 25, foot race 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Denver!
The Mile High City has been a nightmare for the Raiders in recent games, with the Broncos taking three of the last four meetings in Denver.
The ball is fumbled and free, and I think the Broncos may have it.
It's always a tough place to play for the Raiders. Do you think the Raiders fans still going to travel? It's a
I
little bit of a different situation
travel.
This year.
Okay. The silver and black will show up strong. The Broncos, though, 3 out of 4 of their first home games at home, and 2 of them AFC West division opponents. They got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're looking at those first 4 games you mentioned earlier. They look at quarters, 3-1, a must before that week 5 bye. But after that, the G-men.
Yeah, the bye week is going to be important. Recalibrate, right. You know, evaluate the first 4 games, and then move on. Sunday Night Football with the G-men coming into town. The Broncos are 21-7 following the bye. Even better at home, 15-4. They're 4-1 versus the Giants at home. And they've won 3 out of 4 against the G-Men. When the Broncos last faced the Giants, it was the final Manning Bowl. Peyton versus Eli. And with a 41-23 victory, Peyton finished his career 3-0 against his younger brother. Of course, this time the Giants are coming to Denver. And it'll be Broncos fans' first chance to see Odell Beckham Jr. in person. Hopefully there's none of this funny business.
Put this to music. I don't think he stepped out either. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
We don't want to see any plays like that from Odell Beckham Jr.
No.
I've seen Matt make a few of those plays out on the playground, but Aqib Talib wasn't guarding him.
Whether it's Talib Harris, I'm always going one-handed over the middle.
Over the top, exactly. The Broncos 17-7 at home on Sunday Night Football, and then for the very first time heading to L.A. to face the Chargers.
We talked about this. This is the beginning of the big stretch, that 3-game road stretch. You mentioned it. L.A., first time for the Chargers hosting the Broncos. The StubHub Center, going to be a bit of a different atmosphere. Looking forward to it, though, there's only going to be 30,000 to 40,000 people there. It's going to be very different.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. You know, we've talked to John Elway about this because he played in the Houston Oilers stadium before they moved to Tennessee. He said it kind of felt like a scrimmage. So it'll be really interesting to see if the energy's not there, if both of the teams can bring that out in the game. The Broncos have won 10 out of 12 against the Chargers, but not the last one at Qualcomm. Not sure if it was the uniforms, the short week, or the fact that their head coach was absent, but the Broncos just didn't play like themselves last season when they met the Chargers in San Diego.
Rivers takes the pass, throws to the end zone, caught, touchdown, San Diego.
The 8-point loss snapped the Broncos' NFL record of 15 straight road divisional wins. I think I'm going to go ahead and blame the uniforms for that one. The Broncos almost came back to win that game, but I'm going to blame the uniforms.
Yeah, that was very hot on the eyes. The blue and the orange, very Dumb and Dumber-esque. But yeah, hopefully we get a little bit of a better color scheme later on this season. The next game I know you're a big fan of. This is historic AFC football. Arrowhead Stadium for the Chiefs.
Yeah, but I'm also excited about some of that barbecue food in Kansas City. Hopefully that was a 2-day trip, too. I don't know. Excited about the barbecue food, but I got to admit, Arrowhead Stadium, when it's rocking in there, when the Chiefs are really good and they start banging on that drum, one of the toughest places to play in all of the NFL.
Well, you know this well, being a Broncos fan since you were little. This goes back years. Before you and I were born, 1960, also on October 30th, was the first matchup between these two teams.
Crazy.
So we're kind of mirroring. That was back when the Chiefs, though, were still the Dallas Chiefs. Broncos lost that one 17-14, not hoping for a recurrence in there. But Arrowhead, an incredibly familiar place for the Broncos and their fans, which is why the venue, plus where it lands on the schedule, makes this one of the toughest matchups of the season. The Broncos' last trip to Kansas City was anything but merry. A Christmas Day defeat eliminated the Broncos from playoff contention in 2016.
Kelce is going to take this to the house for a Kansas City touchdown.
But despite a tough atmosphere at Arrowhead, the Broncos have had success in recent years, including a memorable 2015 scoop and score from Bradley Roby.
Ball's knocked free and the ball is picked up. Penalty flag thrown. Bradley Roby picks up the fumble and scores. Are you kidding me?
Whenever the Broncos head to Kansas City, it always seems to play a role in how the AFC West will shake out. All right, we're going to continue our culinary tour through America, but first, barbecue, favorite spot, real quick?
I think Jack Stack. Okay. You got to hit Joe's, too. Okay. You got to get that Z-Man sandwich.
Okay, fantastic.
That's one of the best.
Speaking of food... on to Philadelphia and the Eagles in Week 9.
It's going to be tough for the players. Three road games in a row. Also tough for my digestion. I love cheesesteaks. Got to hit up gyms in Philadelphia. But, yeah, three road games in a row. Really tough. The Broncos haven't played in Philly all that often, but just one win there in the entire matchup.
Yeah, it'll be the first time that we see Carson Wentz in the flesh. I think that'll be cool. A homecoming for Brandon McManus, the Temple graduate. So a lot of cool storylines there. The last time these two teams squared off, though, Michael Vick and Peyton Manning were the quarterbacks.
Crazy.
John Fox and Chip Kelly were the coaches. So a lot has changed in that time, but this matchup represents a high point for the Broncos in their offensive history.
Denver will make a trip to the city of cheesesteaks and brotherly love for the first time since 2009. The Broncos only have one win in Philadelphia in their franchise history, but they have won two out of the last three meetings between these two historic franchises.
To the end zone, Welker with a touchdown reception of 4 yards.
The last victory included a franchise record 52 points scored en route to a Broncos 52-20 win over Philly in 2013.
All right, we're going to take a quick look at the first half. Phil, anything that sticks out to you?
Yeah, we're halfway through this schedule, 8 games down. Got to take advantage of the first 4-3 at home, and then that brutal stretch.
Yeah, chicken wings, cheesesteak, and barbecue. I think it's a good time for a nap or maybe a break.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's time for us to take a break here. We've gone through the first half of the schedule, but when we come back on the BTV Live schedule release show, we'll take a look at the final 8 games of the Broncos schedule.
It's a summer full of special events at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Eat the food you crave at the Bacon and Beer Classic May 13th. Sample bacon-inspired dishes and over 300 craft beers from Denver's best restaurants and breweries right on the field. Listen to the music you love with the Summer Concert Series presenting Metallica's World Wired Tour, June 7th. Guns N' Roses, August 2nd. Justin Bieber's Purpose Tour, August 12th. And Drums Along the Rockies returns July 15th. Watch the sports you enjoy with the CONCACAF Gold Cup soccer doubleheader, featuring the Mexican national team on July 13th. And your world champion Denver Outlaws return home to defend their title May 7th, with spectacular fireworks shows celebrating Memorial Day and the 4th of July. For more information, go to Sports Authority Field at milehigh.com. For tickets, check out Ticketmaster.com. For food, music, and sports this summer, head to Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
The Denver Broncos select Paxton Lynch, quarterback, Memphis.
Adam Gotsis,
Devontae Booker.
Broncos TV is your best source for the 2017 NFL Draft, with coverage beginning April 27th at 5:30. Stay connected with national, local, and Broncos insights. Go behind the scenes, into the war room, and hear from general manager John Elway, head coach Vance Joseph, Broncos draftees, and our own draft experts.
It's a high-stakes game of poker, trying to figure out what everyone else is going to do.
The future takes another step this Thursday with coverage on DenverBroncos.com and the Broncos mobile app beginning at 5:30 and continues with rounds 2 and 3 Friday at 4:30. Then, on Monday at 2 o'clock, click for the 2017 NFL Draft Recap Show, covering all rounds in the Broncos' undrafted free agent signings. Broncos TV, information and access that you cannot get anywhere else.
We're back here at the beautiful UC Health Training Center inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse for the BTV Live schedule release show. We're going week by week through the entire Broncos schedule. So far, we've gone through the first 8 games of the season. Matt, what stuck out to you?
I think one of the big things was the early bye. Week 5 is very early. That means 12 straight weeks of football will follow. I also think that having 3 of those first 4 games at home before that bye is going to be crucial. Buffalo on the road, nice to have that in September, instead of having to go there late in the year.
It's interesting looking at this Broncos roster right now, the QB competition. Whoever gets the nod is going to have to start playing really well right off the bat, especially with the importance of those first 4 games like you mentioned. But now let's get to the second half of the schedule, and who better to face to kick it off in the second half than the defending Super Bowl champions.
Oh, I know our fans are going to be rocking Sports Authority Field at Mile High that Sunday night. It's a Sunday night football matchup, the second of two so far, depending on what happens with that flex schedule, of course. Brady 6-for-6 in his career against the Broncos. What do you think about this matchup?
It's always interesting when Tom Brady comes here. Of course, he had his way last season, kind of. They've played 46 times in the regular season, these two teams. That's the most of any non-division opponent, not including the Seahawks. Of course, the Seahawks used to be in the AFC West.
Yeah, Brady has five Super Bowls, and yes, might go down as the greatest quarterback to do it when his career ends, but something about this city, it's something about this team and this place that always does not seem to sit well with that future Hall of Famer. Brady, Belichick, and the defending Super Bowl champs will make their return to Denver during the 2017 regular season, with the Patriots winning the last matchup despite offensive struggles from New England's Hall of Fame quarterback.
Brady faces a four-man rush, bounces around, throws a ball that is behind Edelman, who cannot haul in a one-handed effort, incomplete.
All time, the Broncos have the edge in the regular season at home with a 17-10 record. The last win against the Patriots, well, that earned them a trip to Santa Clara and Super Bowl 50 in the 2015 playoffs.
Brady rolling to his right. Brady throws, pass deflected, and intercepted! Intercepted at the sideline!
Always love seeing that video from the AFC Championship game. It seems like these two teams are always on a collision course with each other.
Yeah, gosh, the Broncos, it seemed like forever, were heading out to Foxborough, such a tough place to play. Now Patriots fans probably feel the same way. Third year in a row that the Patriots are coming out to Denver. Moving on to the next game, Cincinnati Bengals. Domantas Peko facing his former team. He played there for 11 years.
Yeah, back-to-back home games, though, for the first time for the Broncos since week 1 and 2. So it's going to be a long stretch for the Broncos before they get that back-to-back home cooking. The Bengals haven't won in Denver since 1975. You know who the running back was?
Who?
Floyd Little.
Whoa.
Floyd Little. We're throwing it back. The last meeting was a big one for the Broncos. Last year, of course, Trevor Siemian had his coming out party of sorts. But this matchup, of course, he remembers fondly and may play a significant role down the stretch for this team.
Siemian drops the throw. A bit of pressure now. Siemian slides to his left. Loads it up. Home run ball for Emmanuel Sanders. Sanders is there. Makes the catch. Denver touchdown.
2017 will be the fourth straight season the Broncos will face this AFC North opponent, with Denver winning two out of the last three.
Pocket collapses immediately, and Dalton will be hit and sacked on the second consecutive play, and he lost his helmet.
The Bengals' trip to Denver will be their first since the Broncos' dramatic overtime win thanks to this DeMarcus Ware fumble recovery on the game's final play.
DeMarcus Ware has it! It's over in Denver!
We hope to see another dramatic ending like the one you just witnessed. Of course, DeMarcus Ware falling on the football.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't get any better than that. The next game, one of our limited number of trips left to Oakland Coliseum.
Yeah. Oh, we're already at Thanksgiving. That part of the schedule, hard to believe it already. But, yeah, with the vote coming from the annual meetings, the Oakland Raiders soon going to be the Las Vegas Raiders. You remember last year, though, Aqib Talib missed that game, played a huge role. But that place was rocking.
Yeah. T.J. Ward, C.J. Anderson, two Bay Area guys, love going back to play there. Broncos losing the last meeting in Oakland, as you mentioned, 30-20. We know time is running out on the Raiders in Oakland, but it's definitely going to be a tough environment still if the Broncos are going to get that win. The Broncos will make what we now know is one of their last visits to the Oakland Coliseum, as the Raiders have officially been approved to head east to Las Vegas. Still, the Broncos will have their hands full at the Black Hole in 2017, but the memories aren't all bad. Denver's last win in Oakland was thanks to this Chris Harris Jr. pick six in 2015.
Touchdown, Denver! Chris Harris Jr., 70 yards!
Schedule for the Broncos, because you think about the fact that the StubHub Center is going to be a new venue. The Raiders, you know, with the move, who knows what kind of road environments we're going to get. Do you think the Black Hole is going to be the Black Hole?
I think that the fans are really going to show up. I know that they already sold a lot of season tickets. I know with that, if that team is as good as it was last year, the Black Hole will show up, and that could definitely be an AFC West deciding type of game. But then moving on to the next week, that's week 13. I know that no one's complaining about a December trip to Miami.
Yeah, all time, though, the Broncos are 1-7 on the road against Miami, so not great numbers there. However, Vance Joseph, first time he's going back to face his former team, the last place he went before he became a head coach.
Yeah, and of course, we're going to hear from head coach Vance Joseph coming up in the third block of this show. But yeah, he's going to have that one circled right off the bat. It's also going to be the first time facing Adam Gase, the head coach Adam Gase. But like you mentioned, it's a cross-country trip. Miami has been a tough place historically for the Broncos.
Throws on the run, pass caught. Demaryius Thomas, touchdown.
Miami has not been the most friendly place to the Broncos. Denver is 1-7 all time against the Dolphins in South Florida. The only win coming in 2011. A three-point overtime victory.
With plenty of leg, and it is good!
Most recently, Denver scored 22 points in a fourth quarter come-from-behind victory to top the Dolphins in 2014.
Handoff, Anderson. Anderson is at the 10, inside the 5, touchdown Denver!
Some vintage Peyton Manning there, some C.J. Anderson. Boy, that offense was explosive.
I'm looking forward to, as you mentioned, just Miami in December. Going to pack the swimsuit, maybe get some good seafood down in Miami. But that is going to be a very important game, as we mentioned, you know, those weeks, 7 through 14, going to play a huge role in how the season shakes out.
Don't forget about Cuban sandwich down there. That's going to be excellent.
We're going to eat our way through the season.
Maybe we'll get out to the beach a little bit there. But now we head into the final quarter of the season. Of course, the Jets coming into Denver.
Yeah, the last meeting in Denver, 2011, 17-13 win for the Broncos. Who knows what we're going to see from this team? The QB situation is still in flux.
They have the sixth overall pick.
Todd Bowles on the hot seat. Could we see Mitchell Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes? Who knows what this team is going to look like? A lot to figure out before then.
Yeah, the Jets have not made the playoffs since 2010. I know that they got close 2 years ago. They're itching to get back in there, and maybe a first-year QB could get the job done. Also, Eric Decker returning to Denver. The first time, though, that he faced his former team didn't go so well for him.
Straight eye formation, play fake for Peyton Manning, being pressured. Peyton on the run, throws, pass, caught, DT, touchdown Denver.
The last time the Broncos faced the gangrene was in the Big Apple.
Tlaib will get up and he will score.
And thanks to Aqib Tlaib's pick six and three Peyton Manning touchdowns, Denver beat Geno Smith and company 31-17. But the last time the Jets came to Denver, well, who could forget this?
Tebow escapes and he can run. 25-20. Tebow 15. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Are you kidding? Tim Tebow, Denver touchdown.
And what a moment that was. Mania ensued after that. The Broncos reeled off a ton of victories and really rejuvenated the fan base here in Denver. But then moving on to the next game, the Indianapolis Colts on a very short week.
Yeah, last year, everybody, of course, remembers the strip sack by Von Miller, the pickup by Shane Ray. This one is also going to be important, though, for Zach Kerr. This is going to be a game where Kerr kind of gets to prove himself against his former team. The Colts had a chance to sign him. They didn't. Broncos pick him up. I think he's going to be motivated for this one.
Yeah, a tough short week. Zach Kerr might be trying to get after Andrew Luck a little bit. Cool thing about this game, it will be streamed on Amazon.
That's cool.
Really cool feature. But you know what? Heading into Indianapolis, Lucas Oil is a tough place to play.
They rush 5. Luck in the pocket. Here comes Von Miller. Miller's got him, and the ball is free.
5 years in a row. Yeah, I think the Broncos and Colts are starting to form a nice little AFC rivalry, especially with plays like that. The home team has won each regular season game over this current stretch, with Denver coming out on top most recently with a Week 2 two-touchdown win in 2016. Von Miller versus Andrew Luck doesn't get much better than that. Two of the best at their position. That should be the Color Rush game, and keeping with the food theme here, I know that you're going to try and get some of that shrimp cocktail.
I love St. Elmo's shrimp cocktail. You know what I think it is? 6:28 Mountain. It's dinner time. It's really the only place the conversation can go.
Exactly. We're going to have to get that shrimp cocktail. The next week, Broncos playing on Christmas Eve. They played in Kansas City last year on Christmas Day, this time in the nation's capital on Christmas Eve.
This is one of those cross-country road trips that Coach Vance Joseph is going to talk about a little bit later on in the show in the third segment. I think he's concerned because of this road trip, where it falls in the schedule. But I think because of that, the Broncos are going to be focused. They're going to be ready. Kirk Cousins, of course, going to be prepared. Broncos haven't won, though, there since 1998. A guy by the name of John Elway.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, he was the quarterback during the last win for the Broncos in D.C.
Yeah, they don't head out to D.C. too often. But like you mentioned, this is going to come in a crucial part of the season. It's the final road game of the season.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
The last time the Broncos visited the nation's capital as a team, they were guests at the White House. This year, they'll return to play football. The last time these two met, it was a homecoming for Mike Shanahan, ruined by 38 unanswered points from the Broncos. Behind Peyton Manning's four TD passes, Denver won 45-21.
10-5, touchdown Demaryius Thomas.
Of course, we saw the New England Patriots head to the White House earlier this week. We said, or talked to TJ Ward. He said, if you're not at the White House, you're down in the dungeon working out.
He's right, though. He's right. Everybody strives to get back, to just get the invite to the White House. The Broncos would love to be able to get back to that place of prominence within the league.
And then, of course, Week 17, the final game of the season, the Broncos facing an AFC West opponent, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, this one really has playoff implications, doesn't it? I mean, you think about where this falls. It could be the sixth nationally televised game for the Broncos. Right now, it's scheduled for the afternoon. Could fall later. It's also a matchup, though, that brought Denver one of their most disappointing losses last year, and this one they're looking to avenge. A game that was won by mere inches.
Snap placement. Santos with plenty of leg. And it hits the upright and goes through. It is good.
The Chiefs escaped Denver with an overtime win in their most recent trip, but it's the Broncos that hold the all-time edge during the regular season with a 35-21 record.
Peyton throws a deep ball. He's got Demaryius Thomas. Thomas is there. Here we go. Foot race. 40, 35, 30. DT down the east sideline. Forced out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
As we saw, this game could decide it all. It always seems to come down to that Chiefs matchup to see which way the division falls, whether it falls early or it falls late.
Well, I know that we hopefully want the Broncos to be in a position where this game, maybe they're just resting the starters for this one. But gosh, that overtime loss last year, 30-27, Broncos after that loss, 4 out of 5, really feels like it shifted the way the season went.
Yeah, I think, like you said, the last four, Jets, Colts, Chiefs, and Redskins, all going to be very, very important.
Yeah, going over the second half of the season there, New England starting it out, going to be important. Got the Oakland-Miami road trips. What else stood out to you?
I think, like you said, the Patriots Sunday night, hopefully that stays a Sunday night. We're in that flex zone at that point. I think that the Miami game is going to be a really tough test. I think after those two road games, Oakland and Miami, we're really going to get a sense for how that last quarter is going to shake out.
Good teams really get into a stride there at
right.
The end, heading into the playoffs. Hopefully the Broncos are in a position to do that. We have one more block to go here on the BTV Live schedule release show. We'll hear from head coach Vance Joseph. Matt Boyer sat down with him a little bit earlier today. Plus, we'll be joined by our in-house residential expert, Andrew Mason. That's all coming up right after the break.
It's a summer full of special events at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Eat the food you crave at the Bacon and Beer Classic May 13th. Sample bacon-inspired dishes and over 300 craft beers from Denver's best restaurants and breweries right on the field. Listen to the music you love with the Summer Concert Series presenting Metallica's World Wired Tour, June 7th. Guns N' Roses, August 2nd. Justin Bieber's Purpose Tour, August 12th. And Drums Along the Rockies returns July 15th. Watch the sports you enjoy with the CONCACAF Gold Cup soccer doubleheader, featuring the Mexican national team on July 13th. And your world champion Denver Outlaws return home to defend their title May 7th, with spectacular fireworks shows celebrating Memorial Day and the 4th of July. For more information, go to Sports Authority Field at milehigh.com. For tickets, check out Ticketmaster.com. For food, music, and sports this summer, head to Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
back here live from the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse at the UC Health Training Center for the BTV Live schedule release show. We've gone through the 16 games in the regular season. Now it's time to hear what head coach Vance Joseph has to say about what he thinks about the schedule. Matt Boyer had a chance to sit down with the Broncos head coach earlier today.
Lucky to be joined now by head coach Vance Joseph. And coach, it's like Christmas morning. You got a present in your hands right there. The Denver Broncos schedule for 2017, your first season as a head coach, finally in writing. When you see that for the first time, where do your eyes go? What do you look at? What are you looking for when that thing comes out?
Well, my eyes go to week one. It's important to get off to a great start. It's a home game, and it's in division, so that's important.
What about those first four games? Four out of the first five, I should say, at home. Is it important for a team to be at home those first couple of games to get a rhythm? What is your take on being at home early on in the season?
I think it's nice. You know, every coach, every team has a focus on winning home games. You know, that's a must in this league. So to have four out of five at home, that's critical for us.
The bye week, of course, week five this year, very early. It's earlier than most. When you see that week five bye, do you prefer it to be earlier on in the season? And then how do you keep guys fresh for those last 12 weeks?
I think the bye is, you know, it's always kind of based on according to where your team is at that moment. Injuries, you know, how do you rest your football team?
Right.
So early, mid, or late, it doesn't matter. You know, it's all game plan around how your team feels. Having it early, you know, after four games, it's a good deal. You know, I place the season in quarters. You know, in the first 4 weeks, we got our first quarter over, have a bye. It's always good.
After that first quarter, is it nice to reset in week five, kind of take stock and figure out where you're at?
Absolutely. You know, you hope to be successful, obviously, in that first quarter, but to have a chance in week five to kind of reset, reboot it again is important.
Weeks seven through nine, we're going to jump to now. It's going to go L.A., Kansas City, yeah. Philadelphia, a tough stretch, three straight on the road. That crucial stretch run, it's important to be a good road team. What are the keys in your mind to being a solid team on the road?
Well, you know, obviously, playing good defense on the road is always a must. You know, keeping the point totals low, controlling the football, not turning the football over. Two out of three are division opponents. You know, two out of three are fairly easy trips. You know, we've got one to Philly, which is a cross-country trip. But, you know, it's important to be a great road team, you know, and you got to play on a road to be a playoff team. So it doesn't bother me. Obviously, three straight, it's a great challenge. I'm looking forward to it.
Week 13, the Miami Dolphins, a place that you know very well. Yeah. The last stop on your journey to becoming the head coach of the Denver Broncos. What type of emotions do you think you're going to be feeling in that game? Because you know that atmosphere so well.
Well, it's just business for me. You know, my first thought, it was December 3rd. You know, so the weather won't be a factor. You know, you play there in September, even October, it's so warm and so hot for your football team. It's a disadvantage. But being December 3rd, I'm okay with it. You know, it's going to be a business trip for me.
Do you think it's nice having Buffalo, you know, week three and then Miami? Yeah. And you think the schedule makers did you a little bit of a favor there?
I think we're lucky there. You know, because weather does play a part. Mm-hmm. You know, in our road games, you know, so having Buffalo early and Miami late, you know, I think we're lucky there. But again, you know, you've got to go out there and win a road game in NFL. It's always tough.
Before we get to the actual season, of course, we've got to hit the preseason. One thing I do want to touch on is San Francisco. You're going to take your team out there to practice against the Niners before playing an exhibition game. What do you think is important to get out of those trips when you have a team coming in to practice against or you're going there? What's the most important thing to get out of that week?
I think the players enjoy that because it kind of breaks camp up. You know, it gives them a chance to go against a different opponent. You know, for me as a coach, it allows me to evaluate my young guys against different players, you know, and that's important for players to have a chance to go out and compete against different types of players, different types of schemes. And, you know, as a coach, schematically, you know, it allows you to kind of test your scheme against different opponents. So that's going to be a fun week for us. We're looking forward to that.
I know you've already been game planning and getting ready for the season. You now have the dates to go with the plans
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
We wish you the best of luck going
forward. Thank you.
And we'll see you in 1 week. The NFL draft is right around the corner.
Absolutely. Excited about that also.
Thank you very much. Nicely done there. Now we're pleased to be joined by Andrew Mason, We heard head coach Vance Joseph say a few interesting things there. He said his eyes immediately go to the season opener. He wants to know where the bye week is. But the interesting thing to me is that he said playoff teams, good football teams, know how to win on the road, and the Broncos will have to do that this year.
Yeah, and they're going to have a big test when they get to midseason going on the road week 7 through 9 against the Chargers, the Chiefs on Monday night, and then on a short week having to go all the way back to the East Coast to take on the Eagles. That's going to be a daunting stretch. We've seen that, you know, even great Broncos teams like the 2014 team that went 12-4 went 1-2 in a similar three-game stretch. The 97 Broncos, world champions, won Super Bowl 32, also went 1-2 in a three-game road stretch. So that's pretty tough to deal with. What's interesting also, Phil, I thought, okay, maybe it's a rarity. Maybe the Broncos are the only team that has a three-game road swing like that. Eight teams have it, if you include the Miami playing in a London game in the middle of at the end of a three-game swing. So, you know, it's something the league used to try to get away from, but not so much anymore. Minnesota, Atlanta, San Francisco, Cincinnati, New England is going to play three consecutive games on the road. And then looking at the AFC West as well, you know, there's a lot of chatter about the Broncos having the toughest schedule in the league based on last year's winning percentages. The difference between the Broncos' schedule and that of the Chiefs and the Raiders is that the Broncos are playing two teams that were 12-4 last year. They're playing 1-12-4 and then 1-9-7 in the Broncos. That's what the difference is. But in some ways, the Chiefs and Raiders may have tougher schedules than the Broncos. If you look at if you're just going by last year's records, the Broncos don't play more than three consecutive games against teams that were 500 or better last year. The Chiefs have to play seven such games at one point in this season. Oakland has to play six consecutive games. The Los Angeles Chargers, seven of their first eight against teams with 500 or better records last year. So, you know, don't get hung up on the whole thing of Broncos have the toughest schedule by winning percentage. In some ways, aside from the three-game road trip, they got a few breaks here.
So many things could change, too, with the course of free agency.
Yes.
The draft coming up next week. Teams can really improve over the course of one offseason.
Yeah, and there's a game that I'm sure Broncos fans are looking at and saying, oh, I think we're going to win that one. That's going to surprise some people. Yeah. Look at Tennessee last year. I don't think a lot of people thought the Broncos would go in and lose to Tennessee, but they were a 9-7 team. They were a very good team last year, and they end up being the Broncos by 3 points. So there's a game out there that you're looking at and saying, oh, I think that's a win, but it's going to be tough. But then there's also a game or two that you're looking at and saying, oh, it's really tough, real challenge. It may end up being a game the Broncos can take pretty handily.
I know when you're a kid, the first thing you do when you get the schedule, win, loss, win, loss, figure out, okay, do we got a shot to make the playoffs? We talked about the three-game road trip there. Mm-hmm. Do you see a situation where the Broncos may, other NFL teams have done this in the past, just go right from that game and practice out at the other location?
It would certainly be logical if the Broncos did that between Kansas City and Philadelphia because they've already traveled one time zone, then just travel to the other time zone. That being said, the Kansas City trip is kind of a short flight, so it may not. It's not like the Broncos are going from the West Coast. I really see it if you're going West Coast to East Coast or East Coast to West Coast. Don't necessarily see that when the Broncos, you know, you're somewhere in the middle of the country. It's the mountain time zone. It is out west, but it is somewhere in the middle. So the Broncos, they have a lot of decent trips in terms of length, but they don't have like a Boston to Los Angeles trip, or you know, the Patriots have to go to Mexico City, which is, you know, just about like going across country. It's about 2,400 miles or so, I believe. So, I think other teams may do that. Don't necessarily think the Broncos will. Another interesting thing, though, Thursday Night Football against the Colts, Week 15. Two time zones. Now it's not the longest flight, but still, only two Thursday Night games this year have a team flying two time zones. That's one. The other, Kansas City at Oakland.
It's a tough turnaround when you come back off a game.
Right.
Then you have to travel on Wednesday.
At least the game before is at home, though, against
exactly.
the Jets. That
exactly.
helps. If it was a road game, and I'd be like, hey, wait a minute, come
this
on.
This is unfair.
You're messing with us here, but you can kind of deal with that one.
All right, last one here for you, Mace. Earlier in the show, we said last season that the Kansas City game could have been a turning point in the Broncos season. After that loss, they lost 4 out of 5. Do you see a game on the schedule right now where you're circling that one and you say, if they can get that one done, they'll be in pretty good shape?
Well, that's a good one. I'll tell you, I like that New England game November 12th as far as a chance to gain some momentum. Oakland 2 weeks later, Thanksgiving weekend. That's another one that really could be a fulcrum point. Miami after that, and it's interesting because we know the Broncos are going to be up to face the Raiders, rival, all that. But Miami's a playoff team last year. Miami's a good rising young team. And the Broncos have historically had a lot of trouble going into Miami and winning. Now, they haven't gone in that often over time, but it wasn't until 2011 they beat the Dolphins down in South Florida. So that may be a game that it could be like sneaky tough. And if the Broncos could come out of that Oakland-Miami swing and win both games,
They'd be sitting pretty.
They'd be sitting pretty and in great shape because coming down the stretch, Jets, Colts, Redskins, Chiefs, some tough games there, but the Jets and Chiefs are at home, and the Redskins game, that's the only bad weather road game potentially for the last couple of months of the season after the trip to Philly. But Washington could also be 55 degrees and sunny on Christmas Eve, having lived in the Atlantic. I know that.
Well, I know that we're happy that Buffalo trip is earlier in the
season. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, we've talked a lot about road trips. We had a United Airlines schedule predictor on DenverBroncos.com. Mm-hmm. Tonight, one lucky fan will win an away game trip for two, complete with air accommodations and game tickets, courtesy of United Airlines. Make sure you check DenverBroncos.com tomorrow. Find out if you won that.
Do they get to pick does the winner get to pick the road trip specifically?
I'm not sure. We'll have to find. Maybe that Miami one looks
pretty
good.
Miami looks good. I mean, if you're a history buff and want to get away at the holidays, even Washington looks good as well.
Is that what would you pick?
It'd be hard to turn down Miami in December, I'll be honest with you.
The beaches there are really nice. Well, congratulations on behalf of United Airlines. That's an that's our kind of like our job, but it's very exciting for some lucky fans out there. Well, that's going to do it here for the scheduled release show. But if you liked what you saw tonight, we'll be back 1 week from tonight for our draft coverage. We'll be live all throughout the first round. Find out if the Broncos – I know Mace has been deep dive. What
maybe
we got
I'm, I'm going to come out of that. Yeah, we'll have a mock draft. I mean, we'll probably have it during the broadcast next week. And at this point, let's see, it's 6:46 p.m. Mountain Time. I guess we'd probably be somewhere around the fifth or sixth pick, hopefully.
Something right now.
By this point, you know. And once you get past 10, you start getting into the potential Broncos trade-up range, perhaps. So it'll be an interesting evening.
We're coming on the air at 5:30 on Thursday and then 4:30 on Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll be live throughout the night. Pretty much the most extensive coverage from the Broncos' perspective. We'll have shots inside the war room. We'll have live interview with John Elway immediately after the pick is made. It's pretty good behind-the-scenes coverage.
It's outstanding. And the other thing I'll say is I think day two is going to be more interesting than day one. I think that's where the depth of this draft is. And there, one thing you're getting a sense of around the league is that there's a lot of value in those day two picks, and teams are trying to accumulate day two picks. So that could lead to some interesting deals going forward.
The Broncos have four picks in the first three rounds, mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see who the Broncos get. And then, of course, we'll wrap the whole thing up on Monday with a live show at 2 p.m. That's coming up next weekend. But for now, thanks to Matt Boyer for doing a great job on the show. Thanks to Andrew Mason. I'm Phil Villani, and that's been the BTV Live 2017 Schedule Release Show.